It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony, where we salute the one guest of the week that really moved me. Move me one way or the other. Me the further away from them because I thought they were nuts, or they moved me emotionally or intellectually. This week, we salute a Democrat who is throwing his entire life away and getting married. I am talking about Kevin Walling, who worked on the Biden 2020 campaign. I believe he's going to work on the reelection campaign, assuming they ever start doing one. But he's getting married to his partner, Alex. He's a hilarious guy. And to be honest with you, I pride myself on booking guests like him who are the same character on the air that they are off the air. There's nothing Walling tells me behind the scenes that he wouldn't share on the air and vice versa. And this is what we need more of. So you might hate some of his policies. You might laugh out loud at his claim that Joe Biden is cognitively fit to serve. But you'll have to enjoy the candor on some level as I did. And for that reason, I give Kevin Walling the game ball because it's a lot cheaper than buying him a wedding gift. Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Good. I genuinely do love when you're in the studio because we get to have some real talk before you go on the air. And what I appreciate about it, I mean this, I'm not trying to make a joke, is the tone and tenor of the conversation doesn't change. Like the conversations
exactly
we have are just the conversations
exactly
we have. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I wish I was there too, man. I'm down in beautiful, sunny Charleston, South Carolina. 1 week to go out from this, the wedding of the decade.
Oh, so my goodness.
You're getting me. This is the last Fox hit for a while.
Is that true? How many wedding planners have committed suicide between you and your partner?
I think they were all Trump voters in South Carolina. So, you know. Doing the Lord's work down here as a Democrat.
So you see this as addition by subtraction?
Always. That's what I got to do.
Kevin, well, that's what we're down to now. Listen, man, one of the things everyone loves about you on this show, although we don't always agree politically, is you're very objective observer of politics and quick to call a foul on either party if you deem fit.
Uh-oh.
No, this isn't on a party so much as I know you watched Fonnie Willis. I can't imagine you thought that was just a good look for the prosecution yesterday.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, and all the networks are covering it because it's sensational. I mean, this is not a good thing, you know, if you believe in, you know, legal independence in this country, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that all this is such a distraction from the actual case, whether you think, you know, Trump and his associates in Georgia are guilty or not, it's definitely not a good thing for anybody.
No, it's not great. But the issue there is it is obviously an organic distraction. It's not,
totally,
you know, some right wingers started a story. It's, you know, It's a relationship that seems to be a bit improper, but it was. I will concede the point. Very good television, was it not?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Dude, the dad was on today. Everybody's been on.
Yeah, the dad is great. You know, he's cracking some jokes and stuff like that. I mean, she gave us all something to watch for sure.
Yeah, she was filibustering well. Here's a tip to anyone who's telling a lie. Okay, this is very important, and you probably know this already, but maybe some of our listeners don't. If you're lying, okay, like if someone asks you a question and you know your answer is going to be a lie, don't ever pause for 45 seconds before you give your answer. Think of it through this lens. If a cop pulls you over and goes, have you been drinking? If you wait 45 seconds to say no, I promise you he's going to ask you to step out of the car.
Yeah, definitely not a good look.
And that's,
not a good look.
That, so her and her man had a few of those, which I found funny. But I just, listen, man, I'd love to get your take on this. You know, you talk about deciding things at the ballot box. That's what it comes back to a lot for me. I can't condone a lot of what Trump did in the aftermath of 2020. I obviously wasn't thrilled with the aftermath of 2016. But I think we're far enough along down the road now that we should just let voters decide it. Would you be comfortable with that? Or do you want to see these legal cases play out? Where is Kevin Walling on this?
Well, listen, I think, you know, there's a serious issue with the classified documents thing. And, you know, we've been talking about apples and oranges with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's not the case in terms of the fundamentals of those issues. So from a national security perspective, you know, if there is gross negligence and legal culpability, especially on that documents case, I think there's going to be more to light to come out of the January 6th case as well, right? They've got the phone records somehow that they've gotten, maybe some of those phone transcripts.
But we don't know what's on them. You yourself just said maybe. I think more is going to come out, maybe some of these documents, Kevin Walling. Now, hold on, because I love you. Okay, yeah. But the Trump and Biden thing when it comes to gross negligence is the special counsel essentially found that he was grossly negligent. He willingly, knowingly detained this information that was apparently everywhere during his time as a senator and a vice president. And essentially, they're just giving him a free pass because they said he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So that's my question for you. I would assume you're going to tell me Biden is sharp as a tack, right?
I mean, I don't know if I saw cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in that 300-page document.
It was probably a footnote. It wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement of his cognitive state, I believe you would concede, no?
Well, listen, I think that guy, you know, everything is politics. We talk about it all the time. This guy has an agenda. Mm-hmm. Democrats have an agenda. Everybody's trying to score a point for their side, right? You know, I think Joe Biden's case is much more similar to Mike Pence's case, right, than certainly Donald Trump's case.
But we don't know know what Trump had. All we know is Trump's being prosecuted, and this guy said you can't prosecute Biden because he'd look elderly with a very poor memory, which is sympathetic to a jury. So I don't think we know what the known is. I think it is a double standard. I, you know, until we see what the Trump stuff is, I think it reads poorly until, otherwise proven.
Well, sure, and a lot of people are making that argument. I'm going back to the original question of, you know, is there anything that's disqualifying about Donald Trump? You know, should we let the people decide? I'm all about, you know, the Colorado issue, the Maine issue, is stupid, right? The guy should remain on the ballot. I want to beat him at the ballot box like we did 3 years ago. But the question of, you know, these cases moving forward before the election, I think a lot of that stuff has to be adjudicated before the American people, and it will – you know, drive home the narrative to a bunch of Democrats in terms of their feelings of the president, and the same with Republicans and their feelings to the former president. But let the process play out and don't kick him off the ballot.
No, you can't kick him off the ballot. Kevin Walling is on the line. He gets invited to the White House Christmas party, and he would like to go one more time before Biden leaves office.
Despite your best advances to get me kicked off.
No.
I
don't want you kicked off. All of my sources in this White House, like I have like phenomenal. I don't out them because they don't come on the show. And I don't, you know, me and you have everything you tell me on the air is something you tell me off the air. There's no like difference, but that's what I applaud you for because, you know, believe me, I've made a point to explain to my show that there's a lot of lawmakers I've had on once because they're different people off the air. meaning it's, you know, they get on the air and it's, oh, the American people and this and that, but off the air. They're like, yeah, you know, I was out with Pelosi last night. I'm like, whoa, hold on now. And I don't want everyone to be seen as the enemy. I just mean there's a lot of pro wrestling in politics. I don't consider you a part of it. I consider you like a Nacho Libre wrestling. How's that?
Hey, we'll take it.
I mean,
you also have this skill of like actually getting politicians to be real people on the air.
Yes.
Like a serious skill.
Yeah, it matters. But I do know there's humans in there somewhere. I don't know.
Deep down.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's a thing. We're talking to the great Kevin Walling. We're having a fabulous time right now. Every time you come on now, this question has to come up because there's an NBC poll out that says 86% of Americans are concerned about the president's cognitive state. Now, that poll did not come out after the special counsel. It was taken before the special counsel's findings. It's a liability. Whether he's coming off the ticket or not, it's a liability. I know you believe he's staying on the ticket, but what can you speak to behind the scenes? Is there a mad scramble going on, or can you pull yourself together and tell me nobody's worried?
Listen, I'm a Democrat, right? So everybody's worried,
okay,
right, about everything, not just about the president.
No, no, but about this, Willis your way out of this. Well, that's a question you're asking a black woman. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me straight.
Listen, this is Joe Biden is a guy. You know, he first ran for president in the 80s, right? He has wanted to be president for a long time.
Yep.
He is finally president. Mm. You think, you know, he's going to willingly not run for re-election while he has Air Force One in the White House and the ability to make change for people, right? He's not going to do that. And again, I think, you know, I trust the president. I trust Dr. Biden to make his assessments for his health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's traveling like he's in Pittsburgh right now. He's in Ohio dealing with the train spill again.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the road quite a bit. You know, the Politico had this headline, you know, get Joe Biden out of his cocoon. The man traveled to like 18 states in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well,
so I mean, you know, and again, you know, you can debate whether that press conference in the wake of the her thing did him any favors or sometimes the speeches.
Oh, there's no debate. No, you can't debate that. But continue. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, again, part of it is like, you know, he's got to get down the road more. Oh no, he's got to go back, you know, behind the scenes more. Mm-hmm. I'm like a let Biden be Biden. Even gaffes and Mexico and Egypt leaders mixed up and all. And again, like he says, compare him to, you know, the alternative and not the almighty. And, you know, we'll see how that process plays out.
I guess so. We're talking to Kevin Walling. I think it's going to be a fascinating next couple of months. I concede the point that if you wanted to be president your whole life, I know you said he started running in the 80s. I believe it was the 1880s, to be specific. But I get, you know, having access to that level of power is not something anybody willingly walks away from. I mean, the last guy to do it was LBJ. I mean, and he might have just been a guy who knew too much. In the decade he was living in, I believe LBJ looked around the old trapper keeper and was like, you know, there's a lot of really interesting pages in this thing. I don't know that I need to keep reading.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, but it's a good point. I mean, he's the only one in recent history or all of American history that actually willingly, you know, when he could have run again, say he wasn't going to do it.
No, it's fascinating stuff, Kevin Walling. That's why we love having you on. Listen, we're all excited about this wedding. But you got to do me this because I know there's going to be fabulous, you know, centerpieces and photos and everything else. Try to live your wedding before you broadcast the whole thing. Too many people miss their whole lives now because they're too busy sharing it with the people who aren't there. And it's like every vacation, every person I now know now who goes on vacation, I've seen the cars outside. Here we are at the baggage claim. Here we are at the front desk. I'm like, dude, just go to the swim up bar and get drunk in everyone else's pee and enjoy yourself, you know?
We're going Instagram live from the moment we wake up.
Of course,
so,
you
know,
you're so glam.
You know, because I'm a whore for that kind of stuff.
You are.
I gotta get the likes.
I listen, man. I have not been around a lot of gay marriages, which is surprising given the way I dress. I think most people would assume I officiate them on the side.
You know, you are our runner up to be asked to be the officiant, by the way. It was either you or the dean of the cathedral down here, you know, and you have a similar amount of holiness in Alex and I's estimation.
I've certainly heard as a cab driver my fair share of confessions, if you wanted to take it there.
But you got to give us absolution, though. That's the key. You can't just hear it. You got to absolve us, too.
We got to pull some strings behind the scenes. All right. Well, listen, man, we're excited. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
I assume the next time I see you on my TV set, you will be a newly married man. Is that true?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We'll see.
Are you guys honeymooning, or are you, like, just hanging before?
No, we're going to Portugal, Spain,
Ooh.
And Morocco.
Ooh. So. But this is, like, not like I took Jenny to Epcot.
No, that's what I would have actually wanted to do, to check off all those countries.
Yeah.
And that's what I actually proposed.
Yeah, yeah.
But Alex wasn't about that.
Good for you.
Yeah,
well,
he's kind of a weenie in that department.
Well, is he ever. But we love it. We're very pro-Alex on this show, as you know.
Amen.
Congratulations, man. We'll talk when you get back. Live it up, man. Marriage is a sacred institution. Odds are you're only going to do this 3 times in your life. So have fun. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. If you're in front of a TV this weekend, catch Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla at 10 p.m. And if you miss it, you can watch the replay at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. Either way, have the best weekend allowable by law. We'll see you back on your TV Monday and on your radio Monday afternoon.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.